Welcome back to Regional Radio for another Dream Team interview. We're now joined by Sydney Bosler of the Valley Catholic Warriors. So, Sydney, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
So, how did you find out first that you made the Dream Team? Were you listening to the show? Did you find out on Twitter?
I found out on Twitter. I was actually watching my brother's baseball game on TV, and I got a tweet notification, and I saw it, and I didn't even know it was going on at that time, and I was like, oh, I made Dream Team, and my parents were there, and they were congratulating me.
You mentioned your brother. One of the fun parts about Dream Team is always the controversy that's involved, because there's so many athletes there, and only so many get in, and I do recall that he tweeted some disappointment that you didn't get in the fall Dream Team. So how relieved and happy were you and your brother and the rest of your family that you were voted on in the winter Dream Team for basketball?
Yeah, I was a little upset about the fall, and I know he, like, really wanted me and was supporting me on trying to get that, but he was really glad that I was able to get this Dream Team for basketball, and both my parents were very supportive, and it feels really good.
Talk about the season for you and the Valley Catholic Warriors team as a whole. It was a pretty good season for you guys.
Yeah, got in the double digits on wins this year, which usually doesn't happen. We upset St. Jen in the conference tournament, which was the first time we beat them in I don't know how many years, which that was really exciting, and that has always been a goal for me and the other teammates of mine as a senior, and that was awesome right there.
Is that one of the highlights of your career at Valley Catholic High School?
Oh, yeah. That has to probably top everything. I've always wanted to beat them, and I was just glad I could do it last time we ever got to play them as a senior.
Beyond that moment, what are some of your other favorite moments from your previous 3 years, 4 years now, 4 full years with basketball in the rearview mirror, playing high school for the basketball for the Valley Catholic Warriors?
I love it. You know, seasons before weren't as I hoped they would go, but I made a lot of accomplishments, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without my teammates and my coaches, and that has to top everything. They were all there for me. They were all supporting me, and I give credit to them.
Who's a better basketball player, you or your brother Connor?
I don't know. We were actually just talking about that the other day when he was home. We were arguing about it. We were looking at
naturally, even off the court, you two are competitive.
I'm sorry?
Naturally, even off the court, the two of you are still competitive.
Oh, yeah. Very.
How's he been at SEMO? How's SEMO been treating him?
He's been doing pretty good. Still playing short, and he loves it.
And you're going to be going in the fall to Mineral Area College for volleyball, correct?
Correct.
And you're excited about that? Looking forward to that?
Yes, very excited.
What made you decide to go to Mineral Area College?
I felt like it was a very good start for me. They have a great coaching staff. Teammates seem awesome. They have a really good program, and I just felt like it was a great start for me.
And softball season is just getting underway for you now. What do you guys have to look forward to in softball?
Well, this is my first year playing softball, so I honestly, don't really know what to expect. So I'm just playing it by ear and hoping I can contribute to my teammates.
That is Sydney Bosler, Dream Team athlete for the Valley Catholic Warriors in the sport of girls basketball. Sydney, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it, and congratulations on being named the Dream Team athlete.
Thank you.
That is Sydney Bosler joining us on Regional Radio.